Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
An AI chatbot gone viral.
Google's Bard is now Gemini, the search giant renaming the chatbot.
For all the wrong reasons.
More controversies around its AI model Gemini mount.
Politics, race, wokeness.
This has caused a lot of consternation, a lot of commotion.
A $90 billion sell-off.
Shares of parent company Alphabet sinking over 4% today as it struggles to get its footing in the AI race.
And even calls for a head to roll.
Some are calling for a change in leadership.
It's unforgivable and some heads should roll on it.
This is not how Google's moment of redemption was supposed to play out. And now some are wondering whether this is indicative of a new and worsened Google. This week on Tech Check, how Google's culture is sabotaging its AI. In 2022, when ChatGPT broke into the mainstream and finally captured the public's imagination for what AI could be.
The ChatGPT phenomenon.
Everyone's been talking about the ChatGPT.
Google was nowhere to be found. Investors wondered, where was the company that had told the world that it would own artificial intelligence years ago?
We are focused on driving the shift and applying AI to solving problems.
Where was the company that made that $400 million bet on AI startup DeepMind?
We are embarking on what will turn out to be the greatest adventure in human scientific history.
For the first time, the company that was at the forefront of so many innovations was behind on the biggest technological revolution in years. Where was Google?
Now we know search is being replaced with a new form of information discovery. And all I'm saying is even if they emerge as the leader in this thing, they will not have as much share of the pool of profits as they have in search. It's almost impossible for me to see how they replicate that.
Its chatbot Gemini was supposed to be that salvation, the moment when Google's AI leveraged its huge advantage in distribution and data. Instead, in Google's hour of glory, the company now finds itself at the center of a renewed culture war over race and diversity.
At first, the company had to pause its AI image generation tool, and now users are pointing out questionable responses from the chatbot.
Google's new AI image generation tool, when prompted, would insert people of color into images of what were supposed to be U.S. founding fathers and even Nazi-era German soldiers, a different kind of diversity problem that swung too far the other way. We're not going to show you the images themselves, since we don't think it makes sense to give inaccurate and offensive content a platform. But the Gemini chatbot, it was found to have a similar problem. In a few high-profile examples, it refused to condemn pedophiles and equated Elon Musk with Hitler. Some users posted different answers from ChatGPT, suggesting more straightforward stances. In a public apology, Google said it, quote, missed the mark and announced it was pausing the image generation tool altogether.
Google now hoping to relaunch its AI image generation tool in a couple of weeks.
But they also provided some insight into what went wrong. Basically, they were trying too hard to be diverse. They said they tuned the feature to, quote, ensure it doesn't fall into some of the traps we've seen in the past with image generation technology. If you ask for a picture of football players, for instance, it wanted to show a range of people. But they say they failed to account for cases in which Gemini should clearly not show you a range. Like if you specifically ask for a picture of a black teacher in a classroom or a white veterinarian with a dog. Perhaps more alarming, Google said that over time the model became way more cautious than they intended and refused to answer certain prompts entirely, leading the model to, quote, overcompensate and be over-conservative. CEO Sundar Pichai later told employees in a memo that the answers were biased and completely unacceptable. It calls into question whether we're at the stage where we can truly trust AI to automate work as it's intended to do, when AI still makes egregious errors, or as experts call it, hallucinates. Of course, when ChatGPT and Microsoft's Bing chatbot rolled out, there were plenty of those. Concerns around misinformation, bias, even full-on hostility toward users. Bing had famously told a New York Times reporter to leave his wife after he and it shared an hours-long intimate conversation in which the chatbot also declared its love for him. ChatGPT had also fooled lawyers, spitting out bogus case law that a pair of lawyers actually submitted. The biggest voices in AI have said hallucinations would go away. This was OpenAI chief Sam Altman back in June 2023.
I think we will get the hallucination problem to a much, much better place. It will take us, my colleagues weigh in, I think it'll take us a year and a half, 2 years, something like that. But at that point, we won't still talk about these.
Okay, so generative AI has problems. It's still early, but Google's missteps, they might be different.
People trust Google and trust Google search results. They're in a different position. OpenAI and other companies can do things that, you know, people are going to have different expectations of Google for.
The broader issue around Gemini's rollout is whether it underscores a painful but new corporate reality for Alphabet and CEO Sundar Pichai. Some wondering whether it's time for new management.
People are trying to portray this as Google got too woke. Even a woke Google wouldn't want Nazis portrayed as people of color. It's just crazy. So it's more of a testing. Where was the testing here? Where is the organizational competency to roll out a product that even if you're trying to encode values into it, you can't? And that to me is the red flag here. Who's running the ship at Google and allowing this stuff out of the door? This isn't just a minor battle. This is a huge battle, and they're falling behind.
And Altimeter Capital's Brad Gerstner tweeting that Sundar Pichai may be a world-class human being, but he appears 100% incapable of leading the Zuck/Elon reset this company desperately needs. This isn't the first time Pichai has come under pressure. Back in 2020, the Journal asked, Sundar Pichai is a really nice guy. Is that enough?
It's unforgivable and some heads should roll on it. I don't know if the CEO's head should be one of those, but you would think with the world's eyes on AI, is there any launch that's more important to take some of the thunder away from Microsoft and ChatGPT?
Pichai's AI rivals, meanwhile, like Microsoft, Satya Nadella, they aren't holding back.
And I hope that with our innovation, they will definitely want to come out and show that they can dance. And I want people to know that we made them dance.
Pichai just hasn't taken the lead in the way that Nadella or Sam Altman have, but that's not exactly his style. But who he has put in charge, that may be telling. And that would be Google's search chief, Prabhakar Raghavan. He has been at the forefront of the company's Gen AI announcements, demos, and apologies.
Let's see how that works with a live demo. Oh. We are missing the phone.
Thanks, Liz, and we'll have to figure out who stole your phone.
And when Gemini, Google's newly branded AI image generator, went off the rails, it was Raghavan, again, on cleanup patrol. Writing in a blog post, it's clear that this feature missed the mark. Not Pichai, though he would apologize internally later. And not Demis Hassabas, CEO and co-founder of Google DeepMind, Google's AI unit. Raghavan himself is extremely well-respected in academia and tech, but he represents search, Google's legacy business. And Raghavan, as spokesperson, may underscore an uncomfortable idea. Google can't let go of search. And for good reason.
It's very difficult, you know, to try and disrupt what has been one of the greatest businesses in the history of capitalism. I mean, you know, I'm not quite sure how you do that, but everybody seems
search,
to be sort
yeah.
of had the chorus now is they're moving too slow.
Competitors like Microsoft and OpenAI, they don't have massive search advertising businesses to disrupt. So the fear for Google investors is that they may be moving faster and more decisively.
It has been a disappointment as a Alphabet shareholder. The company has significant resources to be a leader in the AI arms race.
They need to tell us this year, I'm talking this year, to make this stock really a winner. They need to say, this is how we're going to monetize this thing. When you talk about Google, guys, you got to understand there, people are with the Mag 7 saying, do I put my money here or there? And they got to start doing what the other guys are doing.
So far, though, actual investors calling for a leadership change, they are far and few between. Activist investor TCI Fund Management, which called on Sundar Pichai to cut costs back in 2022, has been silent, at least publicly, on Google's Gemini rollout. But could another activist step in? Or has Wall Street accepted Google's, quote, hermit approach? Bernstein analyst Mark Schmulek writes, Google is a company that gives investors nothing beyond the bare minimum to go off of. Earnings calls offer no guidance, cryptic commentary. The Q&A is a waste of time. And to Google's credit, he continues, this hermit approach works perfectly well for a company that seemingly cares more about running the business than endearing themselves to investors. But there's another risk. Even if Wall Street has patience for the hermit kingdom, top talent may not. Google may have a brain drain problem. Top AI staffers are leaving to start their own ventures. Among them, 4 of 36 lead Gemini developers, according to the information. Perplexity's CEO, also was an intern at Google. He ironically has built the chatbot interface that seems to be resonating among Silicon Valley. Mistral, which just landed a major investment from Microsoft, its founder came from Google's DeepMind as well. Google also has a reputation for being where engineers go to, quote, rest and vest. In the HBO series Silicon Valley, the company Hooli is famously based on Google. Here's how they explain it.
You guys having a meeting up here?
Nah, not exactly.
We're all currently unassigned.
Why are you guys still coming in?
Rest and vest.
Oh, because in order to fully vest your options, you've got to wait until your contracts are up.
Two well-regarded founders hiring in the AI space have also told me that Google is offering $20 million contracts to senior AI researchers. But the draw to build something new and exciting is how they can compete. Because building something at Google doesn't always translate into its shipping. One website killed by .tech calls itself a graveyard for discontinued products. No surprise to anyone familiar with Google's history, it has created and killed more products than other mega caps, 284 compared to Apple's 55 and Microsoft's 98. The fallen include Google Stadia, a cloud gaming service, Google Plus, a social networking platform, Picasa, remember that one? A free photo sharing platform. Google even announced it'll shut down the Google Pay app later this year in a push to simplify its payment methods. Even its cloud business, it's still a distant third compared to Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure, and less profitable.
In general, the cloud they have is subscale compared to the other two big guys. They got to take that margin from 7.6 to like 15 plus. 7.6 is not acceptable. You know, you got to get serious here. I mean, AWS is close to 30. You know, Microsoft is able to raise margins almost every quarter. God knows how Amy does it. But that's what you're competing with for dollars.
Despite many attempts in areas like messaging, social media, enterprise, and payments, some of those products they rebranded and relaunched multiple times, kind of like what we're seeing in generative AI. From Bard to Duet to Gemini, the messaging has not been clear.
They have a messaging problem without question. They're having a difficult job explaining how they've been in AI probably longer than any other company out there.
We've said this before. Google has truly pioneered the modern era of AI.
This is the company that has owned DeepMind for many, many years. It is one of the pioneers in artificial intelligence. Yes, they've had some missteps. And maybe that's because artificial intelligence is hard. Maybe it's simply really innovative and you're going to make mistakes along the way. That is part of innovation. I think Google Alphabet has the tools in place to succeed and thrive in artificial intelligence.
Night. As we're publishing this, its market cap is more than $1.5 trillion, and its stock has swung wildly around the AI narrative in both directions. 8% slide after the Paris demo, 4% pop post I/O developer conference, higher again on the Gemini launch, and then lower again on the backlash. It's developing its own in-house custom chips and just released an open-source large language model, perhaps gaining a new edge in the race. Gemini's botched rollout, it may ultimately be just a blip on the AI radar, or it could be looked back on as the moment Google lost its mojo.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.